I get this question a lot, folks. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Radio Show. I get the question, why do you do this radio show? Here's why I do the show. Because there is so much misinformation out there. There's so much lying and deceit. Nobody knows what the real truth is. That's critical, folks. Critical. Because if you don't know how to respond, if you don't know how to play the game, these debt collectors and creditors will walk right over you. This is not a game for pansies. Some don't think it's a game. But for them it is. It's a game. It's a game and it's a scoreboard. And the scoreboard is money. Do I like it? No. I despise the way that these companies do business. How do we get away from this? Arm yourselves. Arm yourselves with information and the truth. That's the only way. Because once you put bullets in your gun, once they see you're armed, it becomes more even in the fight. Certainly not nearly equal. That's why I'm here for you. It's your money. It's your finances. If you want to continue being beaten up and being a pansy to these bullies, then don't call me. But if you want to take the bull by the horns, if you want to stand up, if you want to pull your head out of the sand, we have to talk. In the coming weeks, we're going to have some information from clients that I've served and what the results are. Fraud cases, debt collector cases where they threaten my client. Creditors not responding, debt collectors not responding to our demands. Let me know if I can help you. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Radio Show. You can call me at 612-216-4910 or 888-417-3400. Time is of the essence. You are paying extra for your bad credit. There's no doubt about that. Whether you want to believe it or not, go ahead. If you say, I'm not using my credit, you are. You are using your credit. If you rent, if you get car insurance, if you get homeowners insurance, if you get renter's insurance, you're paying for that bad credit. Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions. Give Me Credit Radio Show. 888-417-3400. Let's start standing tall again, guys. FDCPA lawsuits up in January. The number of lawsuits filed by consumers under the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act increased in January compared to the same period in 2014. There were 765 FDCPA suits filed in federal courts in January 2015, an increase of 5.4% from January 2014, according to data provided by Rebcon LLC. The total represented a 9% increase from the previous month, however. Regulators sue two debt collection rings. The New York State Attorney General's Office and the Federal Trade Commission have filed lawsuits against two allegedly abusive debt collection rings operating in the Buffalo, New York area and targeting consumers nationwide. The separate enterprises allegedly used threats and abusive language, including false threats that consumers would be arrested, to collect more than $45 million in supposed debts, according to the complaints. The lawsuits were filed against Four Star Resolution and Vantage Point Services. The federal court has temporarily halted defendants' practices in both cases at the FTC's and the New York Attorney General's request. Safer credit cards are slow in coming. Despite high-profile data breaches in the last year and a looming deadline this fall, merchants and retailers have been slow to switch to credit cards with safer chip technology, according to a new report by CreditCards.com, a consumer website. Only 3 out of 10 cardholders in the United States are carrying chip cards in their wallets. Most of these cardholders have higher incomes and live on the West Coast or in the Northeast, according to the survey. After October of this year, if a security breach occurs and card numbers are exposed, the company that did not allow for chip card transaction, either the retailer or the bank, will have to cover the costs, according to rules adopted by card companies Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. These smart credit cards have been used in Europe since the 1990s, but adoption in the United States has lagged. After a data breach of the giant retailer Target in late 2013, the chip cards gained renewed attention from both consumers and businesses. Target moved more quickly to replace its store brand credit cards with ones that contained the chip. Encore Capital, one of our country's largest buyers of bad consumer debt, bury hard-hit consumers in lies. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman found that Encore, based in San Diego, filed nearly 240,000 lawsuits against debtors in a recent 4-year period, using our court as its private collection arm. Problem is, Encore's bulk filing of lawsuits are rife with errors, out-of-date payment data, fabricated credit card statements, and so forth. Tons of them are missing original loan documents, payment histories, and other proof of debt. Debt predators, however, scoot around this lack of facts by simply having their employees sign affidavits asserting that the level of money owed is accurate. Judges, overwhelmed by the unending flood of lawsuits filed by Encore, have accepted those affidavits as true, thus ruling in favor of the corporations. But Schneiderman found that affidavits were simply being rubber-stamped by company employees who didn't have time to check for accuracy. An employee of one large debt buyer testified that he was having to sign about 2,000 affidavits a day. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.